Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is a voice, a face, and a name that you certainly know. Arnie Duncan is joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News, former CEO of Chicago Public Schools, former U.S. Secretary of Education, and now managing partner of Chicago CRED, which stands for Create Real Economic Destiny. It's an anti-gun violence organization co-founded by Arnie Duncan. And Arnie, I was reading this this report from Northwestern that said CRED cuts down members' probability of being shot or arrested by almost 60%. Prior to joining CRED, researchers estimate that members would be 25 times more likely than the average Chicago resident to be shot.
Yes, those numbers are unfortunately very real, and we're incredibly proud of the progress we've made and unbelievably proud of the hard work of our men and women. We just actually had a high school graduation ceremony yesterday where 58 of our participants graduated. Many have been out of school for a long time. Too many have been shot. Too many have been incarcerated. And so this work is extraordinarily difficult and complex, but it's just the transformative power of creating opportunity, of believing in people who have been caught in cycles of violence and giving them a chance to change their lives. The joy of my work is getting to see that transformation process every single day.
Okay, is it the joy in that work that helped you determine that you didn't want the joy of being mayor of this city? Which I don't know that there's much joy in it.
I say all the time, I think there are probably 20 people who would like to be mayor, and I don't know if there's anyone who wants to do what I do every day and see what I see every day. And I think it's just so important that we demonstrate what's possible across the city. In North Lawndale, one of the neighborhoods where we've worked the longest and the hardest, had the best set of partners. Violence is down over 50% right now, year to date. And I just want people to understand, if violence was down more than 50% across the city, we would be in a very different city. We wouldn't be in this state of crisis. This is the crisis facing Chicago. And so I think it's just so important that we keep demonstrating the model, that we make mistakes every day. We have heartbreak way too often. But when you invest and you create opportunity, mentors and life coaches, and help people heal from their trauma, it's absolutely stunning what they can do.
Arnie Duncan's in the headlines today. It's just on the front of every website from every media outlet and newspapers, and that is about Mayor Lightfoot's $1 million pledge for gun tips last year. The payout so far has only been $10,000. What has happened with that?
Well, obviously people aren't buying whatever folks are selling, and this stuff is, again, very, very, very difficult. But I just, because it truly is life and death, well, you know, for the city and for us, and because we experience way too much of the tragedy and the trauma, I just can't overstate how serious this is. And you have to have serious work. You have to have serious strategies. What we desperately need is the police to actually solve cases. And the fact that in the neighborhoods where we work, if you kill someone, not just if you shoot them, if you kill them, you have an 89 to 90% chance of literally getting away with murder. And if you just shoot someone and don't kill them, almost none of those get solved. Or we don't even think about that. And so we just need police to rebuild trust for the community. The only way you solve crimes is if people trust you. They have to be in the streets. They have to be walking. They have to be building relationships. And unfortunately, the police ineffectiveness is one of the biggest drivers of violence, because so much of the violence is retaliatory. It's people seeking retaliation when their friend, their family member, their whatever gets shot or gets killed, and nothing happens in the criminal justice system, then very tragically they often seek street justice. And we spend a disproportionate amount of our time trying to stop that retaliation.
Alderman Ray Lopez tweeted a picture today of a house fire that he said was gang retaliation for something that happened yesterday. We see it every day on our streets, and obviously the gang issue in this city is the root of, I would say, most of our problems, but nobody wants to be a cop anymore. They can't even find, I don't know, do you think they're actively trying to fill these positions? Because it seems like we're seriously lacking in that area as well.
Well, right now, it's heartbreaking now. It's lose, lose, lose. So right now, it's extraordinarily difficult to be a policeman. In the district where we work very closely with The number of suicides out in the far south side has been just devastating amongst the police community. And the strategy can't just be less days off and more overtime. And what we need is we need constitutional policing. We need to support police and help them with their mental health. And let me be clear, the gangs aren't, they're not winning either. No one's really getting rich. They're getting chased by the police. And so, the police are losing, the community's losing, and guess what? Our city's losing. And you have to chip away at this. You have to give, that's what we try and do every day, is give people a reason to put down the guns and do something else. And I so wish you or your listeners could have been there yesterday. It was just incredibly, moving, emotional, the graduation, people overcoming just unbelievable odds, walking across the stage with their little children, breaking those cycles of failure. And but we have to do all these things together and do them knowing they're being imperfect, knowing you're going to make mistakes, but you have to do them, and you have to do them at scale. We have to support our police. We have to give people a reason to put down the guns. We have to just move together. And what I haven't seen is a willingness to do that hard work.
One of the stories from yesterday is about Damaris Smith. He said he can't even count the number of Chicago area high schools he's been kicked out of. Bounced around schools, landed in juvie, then in prison, and yesterday celebrated at age 27, receiving his GED after joining Chicago Cred. He said he had to redo the entirety of his high school education and finished in 2 years. And the smile says it all. And that's somebody that could have continued into, in and out of prison and in and out of prison, but through this program has certainly changed his life. So I know we've got very little time here, but what does it take to support this program? How much money, and how are you able to make it happen so that we can see a difference in this city?
And people can look at our website. It's just Chicago Cred, against CRED, it stands for Creating Real Economic Destiny. We work with about 24 other amazing partners across the city. What I would just ask your listeners to do is to try and move outside their comfort zones, try and understand our common humanity. His story is remarkable. We have many stories as remarkable, if not more so. And rather just stereotyping people as a threat to society or danger, and that is real, also understanding their redemptive power, the power of transformation. And when we create opportunity where we meet people where they are and walk with them, they're trying to do something better for themselves. They're trying to do something better for their families. They're trying to do something better for their children. And I just want people to understand exactly what's possible. The other thing I'll just quickly say, and I appreciate the opportunity, is that the high school graduation is a huge deal for us. It's a real marker, but that's not the end of the journey. Our journey is jobs at the back end, and we have about 44 employers and 17 industries that are hiring our Chicago Cred graduates after they finish working with us for a year, 12 months, 15 months, whatever it might be, and giving people a chance to earn a living legally, to pay rent, to take care of their children. That at the end of the day, that's what's going to break these cycles of violence.
Absolutely. Thank you for your work. Come back on. Join us. Arnie Duncan, former U.S. Secretary of Education, managing partner with Chicago Cred. Steve has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.